Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy, and day three now is in the books, and the Patriots fans really had quite the show out here. So many fans. I think, you know, Friday was around 11,000 fans here to watch the Patriots play, and what a show they had today.
Jackie, a perfect day, and of course, first day in pads, and I heard one longtime Patriots reporter say that in his estimation, it was the biggest crowd that he's seen in covering the team here at Gillette. But again, they were treated to a show defensively, as you
Absolutely.
Noted, especially as I checked that notebook from Darrell Revis, a couple of sensational plays, really covering Julian Edelman like a blanket, intercepting Tom Brady on one throw, and then a twisting acrobatic interception as well a little bit later on.
Right, fans certainly were not displeased. And you mentioned Brady being intercepted. My overall thoughts, just a better day for the defense. The offense just didn't have that great of a day, and we saw rookie Jimmy Garoppolo take another lap again today. He had a couple of interceptions on Friday, but as Josh McDaniels said earlier this week, he's a rookie. He's going to make some mistakes. So I don't think anyone needs to really freak out at this moment. He's a rookie. He's learning. But the defense definitely shined for sure out here on the practice fields today.
Yeah, Jackie, definitely a steep learning curve, and a part of that, of course, is the defensive personnel. And we mentioned Darrell Revis. I thought Logan Ryan, the second-year defensive back, had a strong day, too. He got turned around on one pass route, a Julian Edelman score, but nonetheless, looks really strong at the line of scrimmage trying to tie up receivers. And Malcolm Butler's an interesting guy to me, because with Brandon Browner suspended for the first four games, the Pats are going to need an extra cornerback, it seems.
Right.
He's put himself in the mix, I think, early in camp. Dak Swanson was not on the field today, and he's a guy who shined in spots in minicamp in the first couple of days. So I think a good day overall for Butler, who did lose his footing once, that play notwithstanding.
Right.
Nonetheless, he's put himself in consideration.
Right, and the first day in pads, there's bound to be a little bit of that going on. So that'll do it for Bob and myself. So far, practice is scheduled for Sunday, but be sure to check patriots.com/training camp for an up-to-date schedule, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.